AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. It figures to be a wet day in the southeastern U.S., where Tropical Storm Debbie is expected to bring in torrential rains and major flooding. National Hurricane Center Senior Hurricane Specialist Richard Pasch says wind isn't as much of an issue with Debbie as the rain is.
We're expecting very heavy rains over portions of the southeastern United States. Rainfall totals as high as 30 inches may occur. And that's going to lead to catastrophic flooding across parts of southeastern Georgia and the eastern half of South Carolina and southeastern North Carolina through Friday.
The storm center was over southeast Georgia early this morning. The center is expected to move off Georgia's coast later today. Vice President Harris has become the first woman of color to lead a major party ticket. Harris's presidential nomination became official after a five-day round of online balloting by Democratic National Convention delegates ended Monday night. The party saying in a statement that just over 99% of delegates supported Harris. She's expected to announce her running mate later today. Japan's benchmark Nikkei index soared more than 10% today, rebounding after a roller coaster start of the week that sent markets tumbling in Europe and on Wall Street. European markets were mostly lower. President Biden will host the Texas Rangers at the White House on Thursday to recognize the 2023 World Series champions, their first championship title in the history of the franchise. The Rangers defeated Arizona in last year's World Series. The team announced a visit on Monday. The White House confirmed it early this morning. This is AP News. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports Google has lost a massive antitrust case over its search dominance.
A federal judge in Washington ruled that Google's search engine has been illegally exploiting its dominance to squash competition and stifle innovation. The seismic decision could shake up the internet and hobble one of the world's best-known companies. Google and its parent, Alphabet Inc., argued that its popularity stems from consumers' overwhelming preference for the search engine, which currently processes an estimated 8.5 billion queries per day worldwide. Google almost certainly will appeal the decision. The case may eventually land in the U.S. Supreme Court. Norman Hall, Washington.
Michael Bloomberg's organization, Bloomberg Philanthropies, says it will give $600 million to the endowments of four historically black medical schools. The gifts being announced today are among the largest private donations to any historically black college or universities. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.